During the month of March, we have been working on staying in tune with God. So the first Sunday service, I spoke a lot about how to stay in touch with God during some changes that were coming in our world. That was a fun service. It was just for fun. Last week, Charmaine talked about how to stay in touch with God while you are in your relationships with one another. Oh, yes. I hope you took notes on that one. I know some of us went home and went, you mean God is reflected in my relationships? I don't think I like that. How to stay in touch with God while we're doing life. So today I want to talk to you about connecting with the silence. This is what Spirit said. In the deepest silence beyond the space of time and thought, there is still energy, creative love enfolding, uplifting, and including you in all creation. In the silence is the greatest power. It is not empty. It is not void. It is the greatest power. So, you know, we do many forms of meditation. So I want to talk to us today about how we can access that silence from our space. And I know I talk a lot about meditation recently. I have been. It must be important right now. A lot of us approach meditation with using guided visualizations, which are great. You know, even I will guide you on Sunday service because I need you to get to someplace fast. Okay? No rumbling around the mountain. Let's go. So you follow, your energy follows whoever is guiding you with their words. And as you follow them, you're able to move into spaces of the internal world that you know nothing about, but you're going into your internal world and you're seeing things and you're responding to things. You all know what I'm talking about, right? So creative visualizations are a fabulous way to move into that inner space and begin to heal and enlighten and uplift. Guided visualizations allows us to open doors to the inner world. It takes you to the God consciousness and it takes you into your inner selves. And through this, we have the ability to create and do whatever it is that we're seeking, all right? We're opening our hearts and minds to hear, to feel, and to become one with God. So I wanted to start with a chapter in the Aquarian. It's chapter 40, and I go over this one a lot because in this one, Jesus is very specific about how to enter the silence. Someone has asked him, and he is giving the instructions. Men carry with them all of the time the secret place where they may meet their God. It matters not where men abide on the mountain, in the quiet home. They may at once, at any time, fling wide the door and find the silence, find the house of God. So he's defining the silence as the house of God, that space where we can move into God. He says you must put aside the heavy burdens before you go in, all of the ideas and consciousness of your world. Silence is the kingdom of the soul, which is not seen by human eyes. It is beyond our current thoughts and beliefs. So we cannot see it with human eyes. The silence is beyond what we can comprehend. As we let go the burdens of our business thoughts and worries and concerns, as we're moving into this space of communion with God, we let go of our agendas. And I use that word specifically because most of us are not even aware that we normally take agendas to God. I need to be healed. I need this to work. I'm hurting. I'm pain. You know, we complain about pain all the time, but pain brings most people to God. Most of us don't come with flowers in our hand going, I want to get to know God now. Most of us come because we're hurting. And so we have an agenda, but to set aside the agendas, to set aside what our personal ideas might be, to open up, to receive what we do not know. And then 13 to 14, you must lay aside the tenseness of mind. Your human will must be absorbed by the divine, and then you come into the consciousness of holiness. Your human will moves into God's will. When we go into God's will, we are not seeking answers. We are seeking God consciousness. We are not dissolving who we are. We are bringing who we are to God consciousness. You guys with me on that? Yes. Okay. So the silence is a very special place that when you hit it, you know it. It's beautiful peace. And most of you hit it at some point or another in your meditations, do you not? Okay. So I'm going to, so you may just need a tip or two. Somebody out in cyberland needs to hear every word I'm saying. So let's just breathe in, and we're going to do some review for those of you that know exactly what I'm talking about. Here we go. When we're trying to move into a meditative space of the silence, when we're trying to move into that space, sometimes we need to just create peace around ourselves. And I will always invite people to go meditate in a specific space every day, your chair, your floor, your whatever. So you have a space where your body immediately says, oh, it's meditation time, let me calm down. Has anyone, when you started meditation, your meditation practice, the first thing you do is you itch. And your body just starts distracting you, you know, until you get used to doing this practice. That's a normal thing to do. But one thing that you can do to help you relax is to play some music. What music does is it activates the right and the left brain, because your logic brain is actually counting every beat, every note. It's occupied. That brain that would normally give you those thoughts that you need to think, you need to worry about this. No, I'm counting notes now. And the right brain starts to ride on the wave. So I'm going to ask you to shut your eyes for just a moment. I want you just to breathe in. How did it feel when you just shut your eyes and listened to the music? Were you able to let go of any thoughts? Imagine that you can play that at the level that responds to your energy, that we can play it at a gentle level. Set the tone, you're in your comfortable place, and you turn on your music. Your actual brain is now occupied. And one of the most important things is to let the left brain be quiet, the logic. Okay? So the second thing that you can do is a mantra that means something to you. You know, when we're going on a guided visualization, or we're taking ourselves up, or we need to go do some forgiveness work or need to do healing, we are self-directing and self-guiding. To slip into the oneness, you might start with just get your music going and start just with a simple mantra. I use God and I are one. And I use it, and I've shared that with you repeatedly. God and I are one. Or I will say, I am calm and serene in the loving heart of God. And as I'm beginning to move into my meditation, I will say this over and over again. God and I are one. God and I are one. And as I'm saying it, visions of my problems appear before me. And I'm still saying it. And I say, oh, yeah, okay, I let that go. And I see visions. I may not hear words or thoughts, but I see the visions of things that I need to deal with. God and I are one. And it doesn't take very long when all of a sudden the affirmation comes to the forefront. And it's there. God and I are one. It has now taken over the mind. Do you understand? All the visions are gone. When that happens for me, that's when the colors change. There's normally movement. There's energy in front of my eyes. There's movement. In that moment, I can know that I'm getting close to sliding into. I can feel God. I can talk to God. And in that moment, I'm getting close to sliding into that oneness with God. And what do you think Cindy does when she hits that moment? Do you think she just slides on into the oneness with God? No, she normally doesn't. What she does is say, oh, God, I've missed you so much. I need you so much. God, I got some problems. And I go back to looking for the answers. Do you hear? Instead of holding to do the slide into the oneness. Okay? Easily done. But we need to remember when we're there. to let go. And this is when you have to move into the will of God, which is the oneness of God, which is no agenda. Do you hear? Okay. So I share that with you. I hope that's helpful for you. And then, so I've done my little thing. Even if I do end up saying, okay, God, blah, 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 and then I wait and try to hear the answers, and I'm trying to go back in that space, and I can get into that space, but since I've got an agenda now, I don't slide into the oneness. I slide into the space where I can be taught, and I might get guidance, you know, and it might be very, very clear. But the silence is that space. So I want to tell you the advantage that you have on a physical level of attempting to hit the silence, even if you don't. If you attempt in meditation, or in any meditation, but if you attempt to hit the silence, and this probably occurs on most meditations, but the silence will make it happen for sure. If you're trying to move into the silence of God and you got zero effectiveness, what you have done is you have set a conscious mind vortex to connect with God. And you don't even realize that as you walk around, you're done with your meditation time, you walk around, there's this beautiful light over your head because you tried. I consciously tried to connect with God. I consciously tried to, whether you felt it or not, that stays with you all day. And that brings those beautiful moments of, oh, I just had a divine idea. Oh man, that was a beautiful thought. Those divine hunches, that intuition's open more than it was yesterday. Why? Because the connection is open. Whether you consciously felt it or not, you intended it, and it happened. The connection is open. So it allows you to walk around connected to divine mind. Divine mind. And it's not even, let me go within to figure if I need to do something. It's almost instant. I feel this. I feel my guidance. You guys with me? Okay. The second thing that this beautiful vortex of open connection does, it allows you serendipitous moments. Serendipitous moments are those things that occur when it's the perfect thing that you need at the perfect time. How in the heck did that happen? Oh my God, I just thought, and you're on your calling. Oh my God, and you're just getting all of these wonderful blessings pouring into you. You know what I'm talking about? And you've had a whole day of it, haven't you? Because this is open. You know, this is open. I used to do it when I was younger all the time. One of the things that was very amazing to me was, back in the day, people used cash when they bought things. They did. And I was scrubbing it. When he was a baby, I was scrubbing it. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm connecting. Do you know how often I found cash on the ground? Here, that's your 50 you need, Sandy. That's your 20, go feed your kid. All the time. I mean, it would find me. Because I was in the open flow. So now we don't have cash for you, but I'm sure there's ways for your prosperity to find you if that's what you need, without having asked for it, no agenda. Just being in connectedness. Serendipitous moments keep you walking in such joy. The people, the opportunities, the things that just come to you are amazing. And you know when that's happening, you are connected. The vortex is open. So you are connected to divine right action. So you're connected to divine mind and divine right action. The third aspect that occurs just because you tried is there is a greater sense of being all day long. You feel healthier. You feel more purpose-filled, and you don't even know what your purpose is. I'm on track with God. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm on track with God. You know, and you're powerful, and you're feeling good about it. Life is good. And there's hope. There's hope. And there's a sense of oneness. We are connected to Creator. I'm connected to my Creator, my Christed consciousness, my Christ self. All because I tried. I sent the vortex. I'm trying to connect with God, to slide into the oneness. All of this is set up for me as I walk in my world. How easy is this? How easy is this? Divine mind, divine action, divine self is all God's will. It's all God's will. God's will is not a negative thing. It's a state of consciousness. It's all God's will. See, I'm getting it. Okay. Jesus, I wanted to tell you what also is in the silence. When you hit the silence, when we can hit that silence, Jesus always went to the silence. In the New Testament, he's in the silence all the time. He's in the silence for days on end. Every time something major is occurring, he meditates for 7 days. He meditates with the masters. He is always going to the silence. He's talking to the silent brotherhood before he does any major shift or change to make sure that he is in tune with what is about to happen, that he is in tune with the knowledge, the divine plan, the divine I am, always. When he was a little boy, he was around 12, his teacher said to him, "Would you please explain to me what is the greatest of the Ten Commandments?" And he said, "There is no greater. They're all connected by a thing of love, and a ribbon of love connects them all." And the rabbi said, "Your words are seasoned with salt of wisdom that is from above. Who is the teacher that taught you this? Who opened this up for you?" Jesus said, "I do not know that any teacher opens up this truth for me. It seems to me that truth was never shut, that it was always open, for truth is one and it is everywhere." Mm-hmm. He knew from a child that when you go into that beautiful silence, there is truth. There's a truth that passes understanding. It is the truth beyond our cultural concepts, beyond what we've agreed to be true, beyond what we think needs to be true. There is a truth that supports creation, and it is filled with God love. Sometimes truth is beyond our conscious mind. I had a client many years ago, and we were talking about meditation. And he meditated in the afternoon at a certain time, and he was sharing with me how his meditation was going. He says, "You know, I do my meditation. I'm getting ready. I center myself down." He goes, "Then I wake up half an hour later saying, 'Thank you, God, thank you, God.'" I'm like, "Oh my God." When he said that to me, I said, "I do the same thing in the afternoon. I will go out, but the words on my lips as I'm coming back are, 'Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.'" Where were we during that time that we weren't paying attention? Where were we? We were touching a truth that our conscious mind cannot yet bring down. We were touching an energy that we could not yet understand. Do you understand? Have you all had that experience? Yeah. We're centering in, we're conscious, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to touch God, ooh, I'm gone." And we come back full to overflowing. And we don't have any track of time, half an hour, 45 minutes, hour later. You just pop back in your body. "Thank you, God." It's amazing, isn't it? The truth is not denied even when you cannot understand it. Isn't that beautiful? And when you are out of your body, do you not know you're in the silence? Because you're out of your agendas, you're out of your brain, you're in the silence. Can't remember it, but you're there. Okay. All right. These are the moments when you feel like you know that you know. "I know that I know, and I have no idea how I know." Have you been that way? "I know that I know. I have no idea how I know, but I know." This is what comes back inside us when we touch that wisdom and that knowledge, that truth. So in the silence is divine mind again. And in that space, when we can touch it, when you can move into that silence consciously, when you can say, "Yield, fold, take me through the veil. I'm here, God. God, take me through the veil." The first thing that you feel is love. An overwhelming, pervasive, all-permeating consciousness of love. It is a love that is greater than anything in the world. And you become aware that we don't need to manipulate love to get what we want. We need to ride the river of love to be who we are. And if we're riding that river of love to be who we are, everything works together for good, even when it doesn't appear to. Everything will find its right way. Everything will work together. And we can literally say, it's okay. It'll work out. All is good. Everything's good. And mean it. And mean it. Without agenda, without that's not what I want. Most of us get mad at our lives because it's not what I want. It's not what I want. Well, it's what you asked for. You want different? Call for different. You want better? Go to the silence. Let that beautiful river start moving you from where you've been log jammed somewhere. Let it move you into something that can be the perfect thing for you. And you know, the perfect thing for you oftentimes is not what you want. But when it arrives, it couldn't be any different. It's perfect. Okay. In that is the divine action. When we can be that love, we are in that divine rightness, that divine action, that peace. And when you're in the silence, when you can feel the silence all around you, there is no separation. There is no separation. You are not separate. You are one. The identity of you and God connected, one child of God, is so beyond understanding. I am one with God. I am one with God. You know, in our day and time, we hear a lot of discussion about concepts of God. Traditional fear, traditional paths that you need to walk to ensure that you'll be okay, exploratory ideas that perhaps it's just collective consciousness that's creating all of this. There's all sorts of concepts being debated about God, religion, and going forward into this new era. Every time I hear that, I say, okay, well, you know, group consciousness can create. Okay, that's true. Okay, oh, yeah, well, that's fear. I don't want that. Boil it down. What have I experienced? I know I always come back to the God I know is real. It is a reality so deep within me that even if I'm wrong, I don't care. Because it's love, it's truth, it's peace, it's light, it's so deep inside me that you guys debate all you want, that's great. And I might intertwine a minute, but for the most part, I can't leave my stand. I am God's, I am Christ, I am one with Jesus Christ. That's my team. That's where I stand. And I get that from the knowing of the walk and the touching of the energies of oneness with God. My identity of who I am is certain. I am one with God. So the divine action, the divine identity, divine mind, all of that accessible to us when we go into the silence. Attempting opens the vortex so we can live it in our own way, in our own world. Moving into it allows the beautiful truths of God love to pour through you, to elevate you, to lift you, so you can stand stronger in your reality. When we do creative visualization meditations at home, which is great, do them. At the end, after you've forgiven somebody that you need to forgive or looked at a past life you need to look at, or and we do have to do that work. You have to do it. No one else can do that for you. You have to do that work. Try to, at the end, give yourself permission to just try to go into the oneness. Try to let yourself go. At the end of meditation, try. And by trying, what do? You got that vortex created. How simple is all this? All right, let's anchor. So put your feet on the floor. Father, Mother, God, we open our hearts. Jesus Christ, the path you set was beautiful. And I would invite you to feel your heart softening. Feel your energy all around you. Feel that you are safe. And Father, I ask that your love just engulf each one here. And in your heart, just say, I am one with divine mind. I am one with divine right action. And I am one with my divine self. Feel the love of God around you. And if you are willing, you can also say, I am ready, God, to experience your will, your love, your peace. Feel, breathe. We thank you, Father, that each one is blessed. And I would invite you all just to allow your focus to come back to your chair. Feel your energy field once again. Notice if there's been any change. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Now, I did not try to take you to the oneness. That is for you to do. But we have a program now planted in your brain, in your heart. Just remember, you are one with this beautiful creative life force. From where you came, you will return, and you can stay consciously aware of being a participant in this creative fun, as you choose to connect. Say, Yay, God!
Yay, God.